So we're in the hangar right now at Kotzebue. It's the National Guard hangar. We've got two MH-60 Tango aircraft here.
I'm standing in front of a 22,000-pound helicopter with Lieutenant Jared Carbajal. Painted bright orange and white, the MH-60 Jayhawk is the workhorse of the Coast Guard search and rescue missions. Since July 1st, two of them have been stationed at Kotzebue, and all summer long, air crews have rotated in and out as part of the Coast Guard's seasonal work throughout the Bering Sea and along the North Slope. It's an annual operation called Arctic Shield. Carbajal, a pilot, will be one of the last to fly out of Kotzebue this year. After a busy season, Arctic Shield wraps up at the end of this month. Arctic Liaison Officer Lieutenant Jeff Schoknecht explains the mission.
Arctic Shield is really just the Coast Guard doing what it normally does in an area that it's not normally, or at least in the past, has been as accessible.
The Coast Guard has been present in Alaskan waters for 150 years. In fact, it was a Coast Guard cutter that brought federal officials to Sitka in 1867 for the territory's formal transfer from Russia. But as Schoknecht explains, in recent years, things have been heating up in Arctic waters in more ways than one.
At least in the sense that the conditions are ice-free and allow merchant traffic, cruise ships, increased boating in general, that's expected to continue to rise.
Diminishing sea ice means more maritime traffic in the Arctic, and with it, higher risk of accidents. Officially begun in 2012, Arctic Shield deploys cutters, aircraft, and personnel to what's called a forward operating location, a temporary home base for operations throughout the Arctic from July through October. The Coast Guard's 17th District, which covers all Alaskan waters, is based in Juneau. But stationing resources at a more convenient location cuts down response time in an emergency. And that can mean the difference between life and death, Schoknecht says, when one of the biggest challenges is scale.
It's kind of like being headquartered in Miami, but then managing resources that are in Texas and North Dakota. If you were to overlay Alaska onto the lower 48, that's the size of it.
The Coast Guard leases a hangar from the Army National Guard in Kotzebue as a home for Arctic Shield. The hangar was smaller than I expected, but it had more than enough room for the two helicopters, and along one wall, a pile of moose and caribou antlers collected during training missions. Carbajal, the pilot, says that training takes place pretty much every day.
There's a lot of training we have to do. If we don't fly for 2 weeks and then we get launched in a snowstorm at night on our last day, it's just like training for a sport. You're not ready. You're not as good as you could be. With the extreme weather, the cold, the winds, our chances of finding people is much higher if we can regularly train.
Carbajal says with so much activity, they try hard to be good, friendly neighbors, sharing their plans and receiving greetings from locals over VHF radio, trying not to fly too close to anyone's camp, and regularly consulting with government biologists about the location of wildlife so they can steer clear. Carbajal showed me a gigantic map covered in sticky notes, tracking the locations of moose and caribou, seabird rookeries.
Yes, where are the herds? Where's the fishing? Where's the hunting? Where's the whaling? We don't want to be shooting approaches down or hovering over the water, deploying our rescue swimmer in the middle of a pod of beluga whales, for instance.
And in addition to search and rescue, the Coast Guard's Arctic Shield activities include outreach events in coastal communities throughout the region, both to highlight their presence in the Arctic and to help communities prepare for worst-case scenarios like an oil spill or a boating accident in very cold water. Several Coast Guard cutters were deployed as part of Arctic Shield, including the Alex Haley, which stopped in Nome at the end of September. Named for the Coast Guard's first African-American chief petty officer and Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Roots, the Alex Haley is a 283-foot steel ship, primarily focused on search and rescue and fisheries law enforcement. On board, a rainbow of jumpsuits hanging at the ready and brightly painted pipes look whimsical, but in fact, the color coding explains each piece's precise function. The many hand-painted bulldogs, however, are just for fun.
Our nickname is the Bulldog of the Bering Sea. It's a stout ship. It's built for the type of mission we do. We ride very well in rough seas, and so that's how she came up with her moniker.
That's Commanding Officer John Kreischer. This summer, the crew aboard the Alex Haley rescued two men whose dredge had sunk off the coast of Nome and medevaced a cruise ship passenger near the Aleutian Islands, as well as a scientist who'd broken his arm aboard a Chinese research vessel. They also visited a number of villages, busy with summer subsistence hunting.
They were getting ready for their whaling activities, so we were able to discuss with the whaling captains how that process worked, and making sure that we stayed out of the way so that we didn't accidentally become part of the activity.
The Alex Haley would soon be on the way back to its home port of Kodiak. Kreischer, like the lieutenants I met in Kotzebue, felt Arctic Shield 2017 had been a success. Which is not to say the Coast Guard faces no challenges in the rapidly changing Arctic. Speaking at a research symposium in July, Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Paul Zakumpt said the United States is not prepared to clean up an oil spill in the Arctic. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has moved to undo Obama-era restrictions on offshore drilling. One thing Zakumpt, Obama, and Trump all agree on is the need for more icebreaking ships. The United States has only 2 icebreakers in service, compared to Canada's 15. Russia has over 40, including several that are nuclear-powered. Zakumpt has called for 6 new icebreakers, aiming to have the first completed in 2023, though funding is still uncertain. Back in Kotzebue, it was business as usual as the second MH-60 helicopter returned from a training flight. As of last week, Coast Guard crews had undertaken 20 search and rescue missions since arriving in Kotzebue in July. They'd saved 20 lives and assisted 27 others. Just the night before, they'd worked with local partners when a party was reported missing from Selawik. Lieutenant Carbajal.
They were missing for 24 hours, and they made it through a snowstorm on the water in a 26-foot aluminum boat with 5 people, one of them 5 months pregnant.
Carbajal says that compared to other parts of the country where he's worked, Alaskans are better prepared when they venture out.
Hats off to the people that live up here. They know what they're doing. But everyone can have a bad day, and the unexpected can always happen, even to the most prepared people. So that's why we're here, and that's why we hope that they call us when they need help.
Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Zoe Grieskin.